The next phone call, Steve in Montana. Hello, what's your question? Hello, Steve, are you there?
Thank you for taking my question.
Sure, Steve.
You're going over in some of these verses that have opened your eyes since becoming Catholic.
Yes.
When you were a Protestant minister, did you know the Catholic Bible had books that your King James Version didn't? What did you think?
All right.
And what did you think after becoming Catholic and reading them for the first time or whatever?
Steve, thanks for that. Hey, God bless you for that question. I knew that. In fact, even as a young Lutheran, I was given another book with my Bible called the Apocrypha. It was not scripture. It was declared interesting reading, old from the early days of the church, but not inspired. That's the way I was taught. So really, I never read them, but I had them in my library. In the process of becoming Catholic, what awakened me to this issue, Stephen, was recognizing that even as a pastor, I really did not have a firm understanding of how the Bible came together, the canon. And then in discovering through history, encouraged by the writings of John Henry Cardinal Newman, I recognize that, first of all, the canon of the books that are collected in the Bible were not defined until the end of the 4th century. That means that technically that there were 300 years or more that the early Christians did not have the canon as we know it, the list of books as we know it. And so that in itself said that how could we believe that sola scriptura extended back to the early days of the church when they didn't have the canon of scripture. And then when I recognize also that when the early canon was defined by the bishops of the Catholic Church, it had all the books in the Catholic Bible, then examining why the Protestants had dropped the other books out immediately drew me to recognize that the entire canon as declared in the 4th century was the inspired canon of Scripture. Most Protestants don't know, on another side, is that when the King James was originally translated back in the early 17th century, it had all the Catholic books of the Bible.